Okay, so joining us on the reverse stick from Valencia in Spain are two representatives of the Irish under 21 women's side who were there for the Euro Championships for juniors, the under 21s competition. We have Sarah Toomey, the captain of the team, and Emma Buckley, the goalkeeper of the side. So, good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And thanks for joining us here on the reverse stick. How's the weather there at the moment?
Oh yeah, it's really warm. We were training this morning and it was like late 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just climatizing to the heat now at the moment. But I think all the girls are surviving well so far. Nobody's burnt alive.
That's good to hear. Now, preparation-wise, how long have you been there in Valencia?
We arrived on Wednesday. Yeah, so we've been here about a day now, just over a day. So we've had two training sessions, and our third one is this evening. So another few days of the tournament anyway, so got a bit of prep.
So are your training sessions happening on the pitches where the tournament's taking place?
Yeah, we trained on pitch two today, which is the first time anyone's ever played on it. They just recently laid it down, so they put the finishing touches on it this morning before our first training session, so good to get out and get used to the pitch.
So I understand that it can be a bit problematic sometimes with a brand new pitch. Is there a bit of bounce happening on it?
Yeah, there is a bit of bounce. I think we're kind of used to that. We've played a lot of practice games leading in and stuff on various different pitches in Belgium and Madrid back in Ireland. So I think the girls are used to the bouncy pitch, and like, it can't really be an excuse. A bouncy pitch can't be an excuse coming into a big tournament like this anyway.
It is the under 21 Euro Championship. Of course, we've got the open age going at the moment. What teams are you facing up against in your pool?
So we've England up first on Monday, followed by France on Tuesday, and then we've a rest day and we play Germany in the third game of the pool then.
Do you play against these girls a lot from the other countries? I imagine you come up against England a few times, but how much international competition do you get?
So this year we were actually quite lucky in terms of the schedule we had. We played a lot of international games. I think recently in particular we've gotten 6 international games in about
10 days.
Yeah, 10 yeah. days. So preparation for us has gone really well. And yeah, as you said, like, England are our neighbours, so it's a big game and we played them quite a bit. So yeah, we played them in Ireland at the first week of July. And so yeah, we played them quite a bit, and Scotland as well. Being close to us, it's easy for them to travel.
So squad-wise, you pull players from all over Ireland. How often do you get a chance to get together as a squad?
Well, in terms of this, like, group, for our, like, Irish underage panels, we play, like, an interprovincial tournament between our provinces, and from there, girls are selected for, like, a trial kind of process. So with the 21s this year, we started trial process back in, like, I'd say October, because the tournament was on the end of September. So there is a panel selected from that, and we trained as an extended squad for a while, and then as like the months went on, we just narrowed it down, and then finally got to the final 18 here for Valencia.
From how far and wide do you girls come? As far as where are you all playing your hockey? Are you all playing it in Ireland, or some of you in England, perhaps others on the continent or elsewhere?
So from the 18 of us at the moment, most of us would be based in Ireland, but we do have one girl playing in Longwood in America, and we've another girl in Clifton in UK. But other than that, most people would be based either up north in Ulster or in Dublin.
So when it comes to hockey in Ulster and Dublin, how much of a rivalry goes on there at the club type level?
Yeah, so, well, like, in Ireland, we have, like, an All-Ireland League, so we see, I think there's only one team from Cork now this coming season, and then the rest of the teams are all from either Dublin or up in, like, up north. So there is a good bit of rivalry, because they're playing each other, like, week in, week out, and then that goes into the provincial setup when we play, like, Leinster and Ulster and Munster and Connacht. So the rivalry does, like, kind of come to the fore a good bit, but then once we come into an Irish setup, all put behind us and we all come together as a team, so good to see.
Now, both of you ladies, I understand, have also represented, have got full caps for Ireland. Now, obviously, the girls are playing there at the moment in the Euro Championships. I've got to say, I was, I felt really bad the other day, like the German game the other night with the girls. They were in it for so, so much of it. Are you getting a chance to see any of the games that are happening with the fellas and the girls at the moment?
We've actually played underage international setup, but haven't. The plan is to one day get a senior cap, so haven't done that quite yet, the pair of us. But there is girls in our team that have, and hopefully we will as well one day. But we didn't actually get to see the game because we were off at a training camp. But we would play at club level. Sarah plays at UCD and I play down in Cork Harlequins. So at club level, we play with a lot of the senior players. So getting feedback from them about the tournament, it hasn't really gone according to plan for the girls. But they played well today and bounced back to get a 3-1 win. So hopefully they'll go again against Spain and finish fifth, which for them is above rankings. So finishing fifth would be good, yeah.
Now tell us a little bit about your coach there. This is a man, Dave Passmore, that's had a lot to do with Irish hockey over the years. What's he like to play under, and what kind of setup is there with him?
Yeah, no, we all really enjoy the setup. We get on well with Dave. Like, there's time to have the crack, and there's also time to be serious. And I think he balances that well as a coach. Like, he has kids himself, RA, so he kind of knows how to deal with girls at an under-21 level, which can be tricky at times, but I think he manages that quite well. And in terms of hockey, like, as you said, like, he's a huge amount of experience under his belt, so he's like, we're really fortunate to have someone like him coaching us and sharing the knowledge that he's learned over the past however many years coaching.
You don't want to be rude.
Exactly. It is. We really enjoy the setup, and like with our assistant coaches as well, there's a good mix of like personalities and stuff. So I don't know. I think as far as I'm aware, we all enjoy it. So it's a good vibe from the team.
Now, before we talk about what your hopes and aspirations for the tournament are, Emma, I'm reading a little bit. You've taken a slightly unnatural route into hockey, and you've been fairly active in some other sports. Am I right?
So I took up hockey actually by mistake, which kind of sounds kind of funny, but I played a lot of soccer when I was younger and at international level, interprovincial level and stuff, and then played GAA back in Cork. I played on high enough level GAA, did a bit of taekwondo, bit of basketball, everything, and then got to about third year in school, and our PE teacher, Darren Collins, who now happens to be one of our coaches back in Munster, was short a keeper, so I said no bother, I'd jump in, and wasn't a bother, wasn't really feared. And from then, absolutely loved it. About a year later, I got asked to go up to Cork Harlequins by one of the coaches in school, who I now play with, Yvonne O'Byrne. I'm just playing away since then, so it's a bit of a back route to hockey. Most of the girls would have started when they were 6, 7 or 8. But nonetheless, I enjoy it just as much as they do.
Emma, have you ever had a crack out on the field? Have you had a go at playing out on, or has it just been goals that, you know, once you had a go at that, that was it, that's where you're going to be?
So I started off in goals and didn't really venture far from the circle. But as a charity tournament last Christmas, I played outfield. It's just a bit of crack or whatever. It wasn't for me. Definitely not for me. I'll stick to my circle and leave the girls do the other work.
Emma, so you said you were from Munster Hockey?
Yeah, so I'm from Munster. I play down in Cork Harlequins.
So is there any other famous goalkeepers that we might know of from Munster?
So Munster Hockey tend to produce goalkeepers, at my club I'm actually quite lucky. Sharon Hutchinson was the former women's keeper. You've got Wes Bateman and Ivan Bateman, who've been a huge help over the past number of years in terms of passing on their knowledge and coaching experience. So yeah, I'm very lucky to have them in Munster, and not just in Munster, but in my club too.
So, girls, how would you describe the culture of hockey that you come from in Ireland?
That's a good question. I suppose because we're quite a small country, like, we all kind of know each other, like, as we're playing each other week in, week out. So that's kind of something that we have that's quite unique. And I think that actually, like, the culture filters through all teams you kind of play for. And I don't know, I suppose, how it is. Yeah, I suppose it's an honour to really pull on the green jersey. So all the hard work everyone puts into their, like, club team, the provincial teams and everything, at the end of the day, if you get to pull on that green jersey, that's something that a huge amount of people in the country would be, like, obviously delighted to do. And we all realise that it's special to play for your country. So, say, the culture is kind of like, yeah.
I've got to say, we never have any issues with any Irish players fitting into our club down here in Perth in Australia. Over the years, we've had a lot of men's and women's Irish internationals playing with us, and a lot of non-internationals. And I've got to say, everybody just fits in seamlessly, no dramas whatsoever. So, culture-wise, I would say in Ireland, is you seem to be doing it the right way, whatever way you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Not quite sure how we do it, but it works, so.
Is it a popular sport, say, on television? Do you girls get television coverage, or is it sort of a bit in the background when you have to come up against, say, rugby and some of the Gaelic sports?
Yeah, no. So, like, in Ireland, we kind of, the sports we refer to as the big three would be rugby, soccer, and then GAA. So we do get a bit of backseat in terms of stuff being televised. I know, like, a couple of years ago, we wouldn't be able to even watch our international games on, like, a stream. But it has improved in recent years, definitely. Like, BT Sport, which is, like, they've provided coverage for the recent World League, that both our women and men's team are at, and then they're, now they're covering the Europeans as well. So it's definitely improved, but it could get a lot better, hopefully. We need to keep growing hockey as a sport, to kind of compete with the big three, but we're definitely getting there. Like, us in cricket, I think, are coming up the ranks. Like, our men and women's team are really performing on a world stage, so I think that's definitely helping in terms of getting the coverage.
Yeah, but don't feel bad about it, because you're not alone with anybody else in the world, and it's the same struggles that we have with the sport everywhere.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Okay, so on to the nitty-gritty of the tournament then. So you've got England, France and Germany in your group?
Yeah.
And what are your hopes? What are your aspirations? What do you think you can do?
Well, we've come here with the ambition of going all the way. Like, we're not just a team that's going to turn up to make up the numbers, which in previous years, Irish teams are known as, like, bounce teams between Division 2 and Division 1.
Uh-huh.
So for sure, this team hasn't just come together in the last few weeks. That hasn't happened, and it just hasn't been thrown all together. We've put a serious amount of work and have got a serious amount of preparation done for this tournament. So we're going out, obviously, taking every game as it comes, and tournaments are always rollercoaster, so everything isn't going to always go our way. But the ambition is to go out and win every game and see where we go after that.
Girls, how much of a difference do you think there is between the top team in this competition and the team that, say, will end up finishing at the bottom? I mean, is there a big difference, do you think?
Well, like, I know from a lot of, like, a huge amount of the other 21 teams are playing warm-up games against each other. Like, we play England, Belgium and the Spanish, who are all in the competition, and they've all played various teams as well. And the general theme of the results coming in is that it's a very mixed bag, and, like, there's been no team that's kind of really, like, stood out as such, as, like, outright, we're going to win that kind of way. So I think it's definitely up for grabs for anyone. It's, like, whoever turns up best on the day and puts the ball in the back of the net, it can go anyway, I think.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the beauties of our game. And John and I were talking earlier on about the results on the men's Euros that are happening at the moment, and you get the Spanish getting absolutely pumped by the Dutch, and then the Dutch lose 5-0 to the Belgians, and then the Belgians lose 2-0 to the Spanish. So if you're a betting man, and I know there are a few of them in Ireland, it would be a good punt with your punt. Oh, sorry, it's a Euro now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, completely. I think the game has changed in recent years. It's just getting quicker and quicker. And even if you look at the quarterfinal last year at Rio within the German men, I think they scored 2 goals in 34 seconds book a semi-final spot. So, yeah, you never know what's going to happen out the pitch.
You just hope that you keep them out at your end.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Emma's job, yeah.
Now, girls, what happens after this tournament as far as you're concerned? Is this, for you, the last under-21s tournament and now you're in with the big girls, or are you going to be hanging around that age group for a little while?
For me, anyway, it's my last year at 21, so kind of give it everything now. The last 10 days or so playing at this underage group. So, yeah, and then Emma's still young. She's only a young one, so she's another few years left in her. But yeah, I think that's the general like team with our team. There's just a couple of girls who are really moving on with me, but we also have quite a young squad. So there'll be girls who are eligible to play in like 2 years' time, and still another few who are eligible to play in 4 years' time. So we have a mixed bag of age anyway.
And what about at the top end with the international side? Are there a few of the girls that are maybe looking to step away from the game after this tournament, or what's the feeling? Are there going to be plenty of opportunities for you to step up?
Well, I mean, like, it's highly likely that our women are probably going to qualify for the World Cup. Fingers crossed, all the other results go their way. So I don't think many of them will step away without giving a run at the World Cup a go. Like, it's something every hockey player in Ireland dreams of playing in, that and the Olympics, and we haven't done that in years, so I can't see many of them really putting their hand up and stepping out quite yet, so there'll be a good bit of competition, but like,
we'll give them a run for their money.
That's good, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, we have a good group here to push on, so hopefully between them wanting to play their World Cup and us wanting to push up into the squad, and just like kind of create a bit of competition within Ireland for places and just improve hockey further, which is what everyone kind of wants at the end of the day.
Well, it makes you all better players in the end, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you all the best in the upcoming competition. So you kick off on Monday against England. There'll be a bit of fire in the belly from both sides, I should expect. Good luck with the tournament and good luck with future careers. And don't forget to slip, slop, slap, and, you know, make sure that fierce Spanish sun doesn't do too much damage to the fair-skinned girls in the side there.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us on.